I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. New laws in Kyrgyzstan are clamping down on witnessing and the free gathering of believers.
The government, obviously, in Kyrgyzstan has realized that by putting on more of these oppressive measures towards the churches, it's going to cause the churches to stop meeting. And that's ultimately what their goal is.
That's Greg Musselman at the Voice of the Martyrs Canada. And he says he's seen this play out in other countries as well.
It basically causes the churches to have to go underground as they will not be able to meet publicly.
And while some believers will be strengthened by resistance,
there will be others that will be very timid and they will stop meeting. And of course, we know that when there's not a community of believers gathering together, it can really cause a lot of problems for individual Christians.
Please join us in praying that believers in Kyrgyzstan, Central Asia won't compromise. And nearly 17% of Americans older than 12 reported having a substance addiction in the past year. However, more than 95% of people who needed drug rehab didn't receive it. The Lighthouse's Brandon Bauer says help may be closer than people realize.
When we have someone who's struggling with issues like addiction come to us, we turn to God's Word for answers. We're studying God's Word through Bible studies, discipleship, targeted homework, and targeted counseling.
But does it work? Well, the results speak for themselves.
You look at someone's eyes when they come in and it's hopeless. And then after a few weeks at the Lighthouse, you can just see this shining glimmer of hope.
Connect with the Lighthouse to learn more at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.